And we are now live.
Wonderful. Thank you, Camille. Before we get started, I know there are a couple other people that are joining us. And so it's going to recommend that even though we are now live, that we wait for our quorum to finish arriving before we get started. I believe we currently have a quorum, but I was going to just wait another minute or two just to see if we have some other folks that are going to be joining in. Well, if we're not having other entries, I was going to suggest we get started since we have a quorum. Camille, I don't know if you happen to have heard if either board members, Norden or Secord, were going to be joining us.
I have not heard that they, excuse me, I have not heard that they are not joining us. So I would expect them at some point.
Okay, well then we have one more. What I was going to suggest then is that we open up our meeting and then we would not reach potentially either a decision point until towards the later point of this meeting or potentially into a future meeting. So we can at least get started. If Pete, if you wouldn't mind calling our meeting to order, we can proceed.
Okay. I call the meeting to order. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Nobody opposed. We found the majority.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. We do have time on our agenda scheduled for a audience participation or public comment. I don't believe we have any members of the public currently in our waiting room or attendee list, save for LTD employees. But if anyone does happen to be present, I just wanted to note to indicate on your phone to press star 9 to virtually raise your hand over the telephone, or do the same in Zoom. Not seeing any. I was going to move us right into our main work for today, which is the 5310 and STF grant allocation recommendation. And so hopefully everyone has had an opportunity to review the materials, which we've had some presentations on our last meeting for discussion today. And so I've got a few items in our packet that I was going to take us through. And then the intention would be that after discussion if there is consensus of this committee looking for a recommendation to move this forward for public hearing and ultimate approval of the board. We have plenty of time scheduled for this meeting here today to discuss. And if need be, we're a little bit ahead of schedule. We have additional time if we needed an additional meeting for further discussion. So ultimately, the recommendation will be a product of this committee, but staff was going to present some recommendations as a starting place for that conversation today. So I was going to guide everyone through that and then open up the floor for further conversation. So let me just note a couple of attachments that are in the meeting packet. So let me get these on my screen here. So one thing that was requested at our last meeting was just a summary of what is new or changed from our prior biennium. So we've heard through all of the presentations if there would be any programmatic changes or anticipated budget changes for the upcoming year and how those might potentially impact the grant requests that have been made. So I've done my best to try and summarize those in narrative. These were written by myself, so I wanted to also leave open opportunity if there needed to be any discussion about these, but just trying to simplify what's different from the prior biennium. And so there are six kind of programmatic changes, right? I just want to note that there are differences. And then to start off with, perhaps most simple, I want to note that there were no substantive changes in several of our applications. So those include grant fund allocations for transportation assessments, preschool transportation, travel training, transit hosts, veteran trips, crucial connections, behavioral health transportation, and vehicle replacements. They've either, all of those applications have either requested the same or less than in the prior biennium. So to simplify, I'm not gonna take time to go over any of those applications. And then just also note that staff has a recommendation to proceed with those as applied. In that there's no substantive changes, and that's to preserve the same levels of service as we had in the prior biennium. Where there are changes, I've tried to provide some brief explanations, noting that the applications themselves and the presentations get into substantively more detail, but this serves kind of as a cheat sheet for what those changes are. So just briefly, I'll go through each one, and then I'll go into the spreadsheet itself to go through staff recommendations. So first, preventive maintenance. LTD historically has always added an amount to cover inflationary changes year over year. So historically, that's been an increase of $200 per vehicle per year to cover increases in the cost of preventive maintenance due to things like inflation, as well as the fleet ages, it tends to cost a little bit more. So we've noted that that typically seems to cover the increases in preventive maintenance costs, which typically are direct reimbursement. So we take a vehicle, we take it into the shop, or we get its oil changed, we get a bill, we pay it through this budget. These increases cover the increasing costs that are passed on to us and to our contractors. So second, ride source operations. So LTD, this is ride source operations, both within our metropolitan area and within Florence, as we operate a fixed route service in Florence. So we contract with Medical Transportation Management to manage and oversee the call center that provides this service. And so our contract, LTD's contract with MTM is set to expire at the end of this fiscal year, or at the end of June of 2021. As part of the contract, in order to extend, Price increase is required, a contractual price increase, which accounts for a portion of necessary change, while increased utilization and additional costs that are associated with providing Medicaid services accounts for the majority of the remainder of that. So this is a total of what's being requested of a $438,500 increase in the amount of grant funds that are requested to maintain the same level of service. Now, LTD, as part of its ultimate recommendation, because the grant funds available to us are flat, is actually suggesting that we do not increase the amount of grant funds made available to RideSource and to internalize those costs. And so I'll be going through that in more detail through the spreadsheet to be coming forward later. Next up, we have the volunteer escort mileage reimbursement. So LCOG noted to us that additional staffing costs are necessary to provide the service. And so that's an additional $15,494 or 7% increase to maintain the exact same services as we've seen in the last biennium. And so LTD has recommended to approve this increase as stated in the application. South Lane operations. LTD, so the City of Cottage Grove has requested $121,000 in additional funds to allocate towards new services, as well as an additional $22,450 for existing services, for existing demand response services, which is a 12% increase in the upcoming biennium, as well as a vehicle purchase. LTD's recommendation is that the vehicle purchase be included with LTD's application using direct disbursement funds, relieving some of the pressure on the 5310 and STF grant application, essentially using a different pot of money to procure vehicles and to prioritize at least one vehicle for South Lane Wheels as part of that upcoming purchase at the top of that list. So of the next round of vehicle purchases, prioritizing at least one vehicle for South Lane Wheels as the absolute top priority. And so LTD is committed to doing that. And that would be our recommendation to help relieve some of the burden on the 5310 and STF funds being allocated for this upcoming biennium, as the amount of funds that we're expecting to receive is flat, but the cost of providing services is going up. Similarly, LTD recommends including the requested increase in grant funds required to provide demand response services in Cottage Grove, as that's what's necessary to maintain current service levels, as is stated in our coordinated plan. However, LTD does not recommend moving forward with the creation of new services in the South Lane Cottage Grove area as a result of the transit demand plan using 5310 or STF funds. And that is, the reasoning for that being we do not expect to receive any increase in the amount of funds available to us. And therefore we do not recommend starting new services in that financial environment using these funds. For the Roadie Express, LTD currently contracts with River City's Taxi to provide the service. And this contract is set to expire at the end of this current fiscal year, 6/30/21. As part of that contractual requirement, if we were to extend that contract further, it comes at increased cost. In addition, the amount of funds that we receive through 5311 to support the service are estimated to decrease, requiring an increase in the amount of grant funds necessary to support this service at a total of $27,158, or a 27% increase in the amount of funds required to maintain the exact same level of service as we've seen in the last biennium. LTD recommends supporting this increase to be maintain the same level of service. And then finally, for the Diamond Express in Oak Ridge, LTD similarly has a contract with Pacific Crest Bus Lines, which is also set to expire at the end of this fiscal year. And so to extend that contract further requires a contractual price increase. This accounts for a total of $32,578, or a 21% increase to maintain the same level of service. And so you might see the common theme amongst all of these is that LTD's suggested and recommendations to the committee are to maintain the highest priority on the coordinated plan to maintain the current levels of service wherever possible. And so LTD's two recommendations for reductions are both in the areas of RideSource Metro to the tune of a little bit more than $500,000, which LTD would internalize to provide the same amount of service. And then in South Lane Cottage Grove, in which we would ask that City of Cottage Grove either internalize that cost or do not embark in new services, particularly using 5310 or STF funds to maintain those balances for the upcoming biennium. So let me then transition on into the spreadsheet and open up dialogue from there. So,
John, was that outline that you just displayed, is that in the packet?
It is. Yep.
Which
so it
page
is currently.
Is that?
It is.
The one just above the.
It is page 7 of 33 in the meeting packet.
Okay, got it.
So the other thing I want to share, we had a request at the last meeting, understandably, to simplify this spreadsheet a bit. So I did my best to be able to do that. I have tried to remove any acronyms wherever possible, still have really concise and complete information, just understanding that we've got a lot of background detail for anyone that wants to dig into this further. But intending this particular spreadsheet just to be an at-a-glance kind of what's going on under the hood for these allocations between all the different programs. So these include, and I want to make sure to be clear, that this is just a staff recommendation as a starting place. The committee ultimately has full control over whatever recommendations move forward. I just merely wanted to provide a place to open discussion of what this could potentially look like. And so you'll note that there's two changes that are reflected in this spreadsheet with the allocations showing up, in this column for STF funds, for out of district, we've got it in this column, STF funds, for 5310 funds, showing up in this column here. Sorry, it's a little bit difficult to highlight on here. Those totals currently are evened out in this starting draft staff recommendation. So in there, that would require two committee changes. One is a change to the RideSource ADA section, a change of a reduction of $511,360, which in turn LTD would still continue to provide the service, but would internalize that cost. And then for the City of Cottage Grove, $121,000 reduction, which would go towards the proposed new services in that area. Certainly any of these programs can be discussed for any potential changes or reductions. The intention would be with the staff recommendation to maintain current service levels across all programs while maintaining the total amount of grant funds available without going over that. So any addition or change in service would similarly need to be met by a reduction in some other program. And so this is just offered as a starting place of what that could potentially look like from a staff perspective. So in addition, I've got the grant funds that were essentially requested or used from the last biennium listed in our column here, as well as the percentage change from biennium over biennium listed here. Ultimately, the adjusted project cost, or what's being asked for in grant funds, is in our blue column, along with any adjustments that the committee chooses to make. And then I'll just be available to help make sure that at the end of the day, everything is kept balanced. So with that, I'm sure it is still fairly complicated. So I did want to make sure that I can be available to either be able to help answer questions or direct discussion. But ultimately, I wanted to just open the floor up for all committee members to be able to discuss, talk through. You've heard all the presentations. You've read through the application materials. If you have thoughts on how these funds should be prioritized or allocated for the next 2 years, this is the forum and opportunity to begin discussion of that.
So I'll start off with when I compare this spreadsheet to the one we got at the last meeting, the first line of the Lane Transit District vehicle replacement, the original grant request was $597,754. Yep. It's been significantly reduced in what impacts this 5310 STF funding in this new approach. That's what's making this work. And did you mention that or did I miss it?
So that's a really good point. So let me dig a little bit deeper. Essentially, some of that's getting buried in the simplification of this spreadsheet. So what's currently missing and what was requested at the last meeting was to essentially hide the direct disbursement 5310 funds that LTD receives from this spreadsheet and to only show the amount that we're using to match. Okay. So essentially the 5310 funds and the STF funds. So what I'm trying to show in this spreadsheet is, and what you notice is different. And so let me just clarify that LTD would spend in this kind of proposal an equal amount of money as was shown in the previous version of the spreadsheet. What's simplified is we're taking a lot of those other funds out of this spreadsheet to just really clearly show the portion that's coming out of STF and the 5310 funds that we apply through ODOT to receive. And so this portion here, while you're correct in noting, that's a smaller portion that's shown in the other spreadsheet version. This is the match portion. And so this would match against, I think it was $400,000 or $500,000 in direct disbursement funds that we received from FTA. And so what I try to describe in my bullet-pointed narrative was that LTD staff recommendation is to make sure that vehicle purchases primarily use those direct disbursement funds so that it doesn't have to eat away at the amount of funds available for other programs here, and that we're only needing to use the portion needed to match that, which is this STF portion. So we can still purchase the same number of vehicles, but we don't have to use as many ODOT applied 5310 funds to receive them. So we would look to receive approximately four or five vehicles, depending on the overall cost and procurement process, roughly through that direct disbursement process. But we would only need to spend approximately 100K in STF funds to receive them. Now, because each vehicle tends to cost almost 100K each, that's a pretty pretty good value for the amount of grant funds from these pots of money that we need to put forward. So it's an attempt to stretch our grant funds even further by LTD putting forward the direct disbursement amount towards vehicle replacement. So great question. You're absolutely right that it looks different on this version of the spreadsheet. And the intention was just to push to the side anything that isn't the STF or the state 5310 funds, so that that's just made extra clear. And that was something that at a committee level was requested to try and just really consolidate this to the core information that's necessary to be able to make decisions about these two funds. So there is a lot more information from that last spreadsheet from our prior meeting that I've tried to either hide or simplify for purposes of this meeting, just to really make it clear how much is coming out of STF and how much is coming out of the statewide 5310 formula funds.
So for our benefit, are we still working with funds available of $3,779.42?
Yes. And so in the bottom line, the $3.7 and change million dollars in grant funds available are still what are reflected on this spreadsheet. So the overall program costs, you'll note, are more than that. So we've got $10 million in programs. And so what I'm saying is with this budget, I've got an additional $6.2 million in other funds that are kind of off to the side that normally kind of makes this a much longer spreadsheet. But I'm just saying we have that available to use. But we can balance the remainder of these programs' budgets using grant funds if used in this way. However, if we want to make adjustments, that would need to come out of another program.
I guess that didn't answer my question of how much of a funding total are we making decisions on, because the previous meeting we were short $915,000.
Yes. So I have, as of this spreadsheet, and I mentioned that we would be making some revisions to our estimates as more information is made available to me. The decisions made before this board are going to be to the tune of $632,360. And so I was able to revise some estimates and essentially squeeze as much money as possible to make the most out of these grant funds. So we were able to essentially get another approximately $300,000 worth of leverage for these programs. And so staff's recommendation was that to make up the $632,000 shortfall, that approximately $500,000 of that go towards RideSource 80 and Metro, with $121,000 going towards the City of Cottage Grove.
So I'm understanding that we still have to make some cuts of $283,000 in order to meet what we've got available of funds.
So let me just be clear. With the staff recommendation, this would be for a balanced budget with no further cuts needed. The differences between the spreadsheet from last week and this week is I was able to both, looking at the funds available, I revised some estimates to the amount of farebox revenue that we're anticipating to receive in the upcoming biennium, giving us a little bit more revenue, as well as just really combing through and making sure that every dollar that we could possibly put towards these programs is being allocated. And so the final number I'm able to confidently estimate that is our shortfall as of this moment in time, I was able to revise down from the 900K from our original meeting to the 632,360 at this meeting now. Within that, I did a staff recommendation allocation between Metro and Cottage Grove as a way to try and potentially balance that, but leaving that open for the committee to make any final decisions. Great questions.
So unless we want to finagle this in any way, we can approve this and be done.
That would be correct. So, but I encourage any and all finagling that the committee wants to do or discussion. I just merely want to give everyone a starting point as what this could look like. I don't want to presume, and I do not speak for the committee. This is your decision to make, but I want to at least demonstrate what this work looks like just as a starting place and to show kind of what needs to happen to get us to a decision. But you're right, if we did want to, every dollar we move, we have to take from a different program.
Sure. So I'll just speak on, after talking to the City of Cottage Grove for their application, knowing that this proposed reduction in the grant ask would be presented, the city's willing to accept this reduction as hearing that LTD's vehicle replacement is going to be a priority for the Cottage Grove fleet. And if we can guarantee that it's going to be a gas vehicle, because we aren't set up to do electric at future point, that we're willing to support this adjustment.
What I've noted, and I can ensure that LTD can commit to, is towards recognizing the need for new vehicles in the Cottage Grove area, that we're doing vehicle procurement, and that we are prioritizing at the top of the list vehicles for Cottage Grove. As far as the fuel type, we would not get you a vehicle that would be unusable. So
okay.
I don't want to overspeak as to the fuel type, because I know that there are a lot of plans in the works, including a fleet procurement plan. So I don't want to preempt or get ahead of whatever decisions would be made. But we certainly would not get you a vehicle in which you did not have the ability, that did not meet the community's needs. And so that includes considerations such as vehicles that need to go up hills and be able to go all day without needing like a lengthy recharging period or other considerations. We would ensure that any vehicles that were used in the Cottage Grove area were the right fit for the circumstances. But I didn't want to overcommit as to what kind of vehicle exactly that is, pending just whatever conversations need to happen between Cottage Grove, Southland Wheels, and LTD about what that means. But I have mentioned my intention to be flexible and to make sure that whatever is procured does make sure to fit those community needs.
Okay, because that fits with the city's commitment to have the type of vehicle that works with the service needs. And that was the primary interest of procuring a vehicle, to have control over that. So if we're meeting the same goal in working with LTD's vehicle replacement protocols, we can move forward with reducing our grant application.
Yeah, and I think it's a way that LTD can try and help kind of benefit through our partnerships with all of our applicants, is to say, we do have access to some of these other resources, which it by leveraging some of our other grant opportunities, it helps make more of these particular funds available for all of our programs and applicants, because otherwise we'd be looking at potentially further cutbacks from existing service.
So given that, I support the reductions and the project as presented. At least that's my input, but I hope we can discuss more from the committee.
From my perspective, I just want to make sure that I'm seeing this clearly, is we're talking about keeping the funding for the same services exactly the same as it has been, and we're just pulling some money out of different pockets for the extras. Is that correct?
I think that's an accurate way of putting it. So LTD staff recommendation would be to maintain existing service levels consistent with our top priority in the coordinated plan. So essentially for the upcoming biennium, what we'd look to do is to provide the same levels of service as we have in the past biennium. There are some little changes that were noted in the application. So for example, it's estimated that Pearl Buck was going to have a little bit less of a need than in the prior biennium. So there would be a service reduction there, kind of agreed to by all parties, in that there's just less of a demand for that service, or anticipated less of a demand for that service for the upcoming biennium, but not a cutback necessarily due to financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So the intention would be to maintain the current levels of service using the funds that are available.
at this point, that would be my recommendation as well, to maintain the current level of service.
Yeah, I would say this is exactly what I had been hoping to see, is finding a way for South Lane to get their bus and to maintain. And that seems to be what you have done with your little shell game that you played there, John. So I agree.
Yeah, I agree as also.
Should we bring that to a vote at this point, or do we want more discussion?
I agree.
I think everybody is saying they agree to go with the recommendations to continue the existing level of services with a few reductions, either because the agency didn't see a need that great or because we're shifting funding from some other place. So
okay, then
I'll do the staff recommended motion. I move to recommend a 5310 and STF budget allocation as presented for public hearing and board approval.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Okay, I think it's unanimous.
All right, then our next step is going to be that we will schedule a public hearing in which any applicants could potentially review and enter into protest for the recommendations before it goes to the board. So that will be, I believe, at we've tentatively scheduled for the start of February to enter into that period. After which, this recommendation would then go before the LTD board for consent or approval. And so I have recently gone before the LTD board just to give them an overview of these programs, as well as to set the expectation that I'd be coming back before the board for their February meeting to seek approval of our overall allocations for the upcoming biennium. I'll put that in motion, but I also just wanted to note my profound thanks to all the committee members for all the hard work that went into this. We went through rather quickly today, but it takes a lot of hard work to be able to have a process go through that smoothly. And it's been, I know all the hours people have put in, both reviewing applications, listening to presentations, going through the process and all of the meeting materials. I know we've had some where there have been a few hundred pages to go through. And so I'm just so appreciative of everyone putting in the work to make this such a quick and seamless process. And we've actually, we've done this at a much quicker pace than I think we've ever been able to do it at a prior biennium. And that's just been due to the consistency of the work that this group has done. But also just to note, this is the last time this process is expected to really look this way. So I believe the intention is that this gets rolled into the state's STIF process in the future. So it'll be a little bit different. And I'm not sure exactly what that'll look like, but I just wanted to thank everyone because it may be the last time that we get together in exactly this way. But I have no doubt that we're all going to be working together and in partnership just to provide great services, such as I know you're all aware of, to our whole community. So just my thanks to everyone for that.
And thank you, John. Really nice work on preparing.
Thank you, John. Yes.
Yeah. Made it
thank
easy.
Thank you, John, and all of the LTD staff for making this as clear as possible.
Yeah.
Well, it's very complicated stuff, so I really appreciate everyone just putting in the work necessary to be thoughtful in these recommendations and to make sure that we kind of go in a positive direction moving forward. So with that, unless there's any other comments, I believe we're ready to adjourn the work of this committee.
John, I wanted to ask, can we support in any way at your presentation to the board? And when is that?
So that will be, it's our February meeting. Let me pull up our events calendar here just to make sure I get the right date. So that will be February 17th at 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
And certainly all members of the public are always welcome to speak at these meetings. And so I would encourage if there's anyone who wanted to provide any comment on the work that's been done to please feel free to do so. And then AJ, I'm not sure if you wanted to say a few words just as we go into the board level, if you had any advice for any committee members that wanted to positively contribute. And hearing none, I would just say, I would encourage anyone to feel free to, if you wanted to say a few words, we will have public comment available at that meeting. It's February 17th, 5:30 p.m. With details on LTD's events calendar. It'll be a virtual meeting, so over Zoom. But otherwise, just know that I've already prepared and kind of primed our board that this is going to be coming before them, giving them an overview of the programs. And the way I've expressed this is I've said, I went through quickly each program and kind of what we do as an organization to serve our community through these programs. And to note that you as SDF committee members have really looked through these in kind of a really deep dive at a level to explore each service and vet them thoroughly. And so they're looking at it at a bit of a higher level, and that I'll be there as a resource if they have questions or if they want to go through this. But that I also noted to all board members that they are welcome to attend these public meetings or to look through any of the committee packets if need be. And I got note that AJ has her hand up, so I just want to invite her to be able to speak if she had some final words as we wrap up.
I do. Thank you so much, John. I was double muted, so I was speaking and realized you guys couldn't hear me. I do want to thank Ruth for bringing up the how this committee could support the board of directors in their decision. I will say that there are two ways that this committee can do that. One way is through the public comment, but because this is an advisory to the board, if the chair or an appointed person from this committee wants to come during the department report and just indicate in advance that this committee has recommended what will be presented by John Allen and that they are at hand to answer questions about any of that. I think Camille's also on this meeting. What we can do is we can move this agenda item up on the topic of any committee member who's attending and wants to wait to the presentation, we can try to coordinate that so that's effective. I think this is a big decision. This committee has done some great work, and we want to make sure that if there's a communication from this committee to the board, that one of you are available and present to do that so we can help with that. So in case you decide to do that, we can make that happen.
Sounds great. Do we have a volunteer from somebody from the committee who would like to speak to the board? Oh, come on.
I can do it. I just didn't.
You can do it. All right. Good.
I could do it, but I wanted to be sure how you wanted the messaging, Pete.
Yeah, you're more educated on this process than I am, so you can answer the question better than I can. So I would recommend that we go forward as we have recommended, keeping the same level of services, just shifting the shelves, as you say, and that would be a recommendation.
Okay. I can do that. And be available for questions.
That sounds great. And of course, I'll be available as well to support. So no matter what, we will make sure that this committee's recommendations are well represented. So I appreciate everyone. And in particular for the support at the board level.
Thank you, John. Does that mean we can skip the meeting on the 29th?
It does certainly seem to be that way. I don't think we are kind of going at a record pace, so I think we get a little bit of time back. We'll hold the public hearing period. I'll make sure that folks can be aware once that's on our calendar and finalized. But otherwise, I believe the work of this committee is done and well done. So thank you to everyone.
Okay. And then the protest Zoom, if somebody wants to protest, would be on Monday the 1st.
Yes. So essentially, we would begin by publishing the recommendations of the committee and opening up the process for anyone who might have a disagreement with that recommendation before going to the board.
That makes sense to me.
Wonderful. Then with that, I believe, if you wouldn't mind adjourning our meeting, we'll conclude for the day.
I'll accept a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
Somebody has to speak up.
Second.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll second it.
Yeah. Okay, and it's seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay, we are done in record time. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Yes, good to see everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.